This week holds the first Monday in October, which, according to Rule 3 of the Rules of the Supreme Court of the United States, is the day on which open sessions of the court begin each term. The Supreme Court may be somewhat mysterious in its workings, but the rules of the court make some things a bit clearer. There are 48 of those rules, each directly addressing some aspect of the court's procedure. And Rule 1 tells you just how important they are. The clerk of the court has the authority to reject any filing that doesn't live up to Supreme Court expectations, any filing that doesn't comply with the rules. It's a lawyer's nightmare. Wrong font size, bad margins, stuff like that. Even the little stuff matters. But most times, it's more the big stuff that counts at the Supreme Court in the long run, and the big stuff is in the rules, what those who practice or who wish to practice in the Supreme Court must know. Wish to practice because one very important rule is Rule 10, Considerations Governing Review on Certiorari. What that means is that the Supreme Court justices don't have to hear every single case coming their way. Every year, in fact, around 7,000 matters come before the court in a preliminary fashion as requests for Supreme Court review. 7,000 petitions for a writ of certiorari in Supreme Court lingo. And each year, the justices refuse to hear 6,900 plus of those cases. It's only around 80 cases yearly that make the cut. Those 7,000 petitions for a writ of certiorari aren't all read by every single justice. Instead, the justices employ law clerks, usually lawyers 1 or 2 years out of law school, who work at the court for a 1-year stint. Their employment isn't part of the rules, but covered in a separate statute. Those clerks are the ones who read through the petitions. It takes a lot of time. A clerk reads through a petition, may do additional research for a fresh, unbiased look, and then writes a memo to the justices suggesting whether a particular case is worthy of review or not. Rule 10 reports that cases are worthy only if compelling. That could mean two federal appellate courts disagree about an issue of federal law, or two state supreme courts can't decide on a federal issue. But if the argument is all about facts or misapplied law, Rule 10 notes the justices likely won't take the case. The other rules address court opinions. They're released immediately after the announcement from the bench. How to figure time. If something's due in 30 days and the 30th day is a Sunday, the lawyer must file that Monday if the court is open. Oral argument. Each side usually gets 30 minutes. But Rule 33 is the real lowdown on anything you might file at the court, the nitty-gritty reality. Filings should be typeset, paper color white, in a 6 1/8 by 9 1/4 inch booklet with an opaque unglazed cover made of paper not less than 60 pounds in weight, and in a color appropriate for the type of filing it is, using saddle stitch binding. Font, what the clerk calls traditional Roman and absolutely positively nothing else. Font size, 11 point or larger. Sort of makes the court's inner workings a little bit less mysterious this first week in October. I'm Amy Guida.